It's March 19th, 2010. Hello and welcome to MediaShift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS MediaShift, covering the intersection of media and technology. 4MR is brought to you by the Knight Digital Media Center, providing a spectrum of training for the 21st century journalist. Find out more at knightdigitalmediacenter.org. It's also brought to you by GoDaddy, helping you to set up your own website in a snap with domain name registration, web hosting, and 24/7 support. Visit godaddy.com/mediashift to learn more. Now, here's the news. Google is planning an assault on the living room with a stealth project called Google TV in alliance with Intel, Sony, and Logitech. The project was leaked to Nick Bilton of the New York Times, who reported that Google's Android operating system would power the Sony hardware, and they've already created a prototype set-top box. How could Google succeed where so many others have failed before? The Google TV software will be open source, meaning that developers could build on top of that. Plus, existing Android apps could likely be ported to Google TV. Bilton says that Google has already begun a limited test of the service with the Dish Network. One company that could quickly be impacted by Google TV is Apple, with its poorly selling Apple TV product. MG Sigler at TechCrunch said that the move by Google could push Apple to quit calling Apple TV just a hobby and deliver its full potential. While Apple was putting most of its attention on its upcoming iPad, Google is taking them on in one of their weaker areas. As Sigler said, "We as consumers need a living room arms race between Apple and Google and Microsoft, TiVo, Roku, Boxy, and the rest to kick the cable company's television user experience to the curb." End quote. In other news, social networking giant Facebook had more traffic than Google last week in the US, the first time it had surpassed the search engine for a whole week. According to Experian Hitwise, Facebook.com accounted for 7.07% of all internet traffic in the US, while Google got 7.03%. Facebook now has 400 million active users, and its traffic grew 185% over the past year versus just 9% for Google. However, there are some caveats. Hitwise was only counting traffic to Google.com and not to Gmail or YouTube, hugely popular Google-owned sites. Still, in another report, Hitwise found that Facebook referral traffic to news sites were also more loyal visitors than traffic referred by Google News or the Google search engine. Now it's time for just one question. I talk with James Poniewozik, TV columnist for Time Magazine. I asked him if the Google TV initiative and others might get more people to give up cable and satellite services for a web TV experience.
I think that there are a lot of people out there who would love to be able to use their computers or use Google TV or, you know, some type of TV internet convergence to get rid of their cable, you know, or satellite. Because, I mean, who likes their TV provider? For most people, that's not a question of principle. It's a question of, you know, features and price. And so, you know, that's going to come down to what TV can you really get that way and what's it going to cost you.
Now for this week's poll at MediaShift. The question is, what do you think about your cable or satellite TV service? Our last poll question was, what do you think about geolocation services such as Foursquare? 32% said they are a privacy disaster. 24% said they're the flavor of the moment. 12% said all the above, and 10% said they'd be overtaken by Google, Facebook, and Twitter. One person described them as being sort of cool, but mostly creepy. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog, IdeaLab, at pbs.org/IdeaLab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible, and to podcast sponsors Knight Digital Media Center and GoDaddy. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.